Another 5-Minute Mystery.
Something to ask you.
Darling, it's been such a lovely afternoon here on the mountain.
Martha, I want a divorce.
Divorce?
Yes. There is someone else. I need my freedom.
No. I won't give it to you.
I thought that would be your answer, my dear.
And why did you ask me?
Because, Martha, I did not want to kill you.
Howard?
Yes, Martha. I've got to be rid of you. That's why I brought you to the mountain. There is a precipice over there. It is a long fall, my dear.
I might as well begin with a description of the events leading up to your wife's falling over the precipice.
As you wish, Sergeant. It was such a lovely afternoon that Martha, my wife, and I decided to come up here to the mountain. We brought some lunch with us and planned to make a day of it.
About what time was that, sir?
It was about 3 o'clock.
I see. Would you go on, please?
About 4 o'clock, it began to thunder. And very shortly thereafter, lightning and rain started.
Did you find shelter?
Yes. We were rather fortunate to find a cave about 100 yards from here on the west side of the mountain.
What time did it stop raining?
About an hour later, Sergeant.
What did you do then?
This is quite a lot of questioning, Sergeant. Is it all necessary?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. I hope you don't object. We're almost through.
No, not if it is necessary. Well, to continue. We left the cave and continued to the crest of the mountain. As we got to the top, my wife called my attention to a rainbow, which had suddenly appeared to the west behind the sun.
And that was about 5 o'clock?
Yes. Well, when Martha saw the rainbow, she suggested, as a sort of joke, that we try to follow to the end of the rainbow. You know the pot of gold at the rainbow's end?
Yes, of course. What happened after she suggested it?
I laughed and tried to dissuade Martha from the idea, but she began running down the incline and waving for me to follow her.
Did you?
No, I shouted for her to turn back, but she was running downhill too quickly to stop. Suddenly, she slipped on some loose rock and fell down. She turned over and over and rolled right off the precipice. It was horrible.
There was no way you could have helped her?
Of course not. Are you insinuating...
No, my mountain climbing friend. I'm merely saying that I don't believe your story. It's a lie.
How does the state policeman know that Howard lied in the story of how his wife met her death? In just a moment, we'll know, but first... Now, back to our story.
Howard, your story contained one rather obvious flaw which condemns it as a lie. You told me just a few minutes ago that after the storm cleared, you and your wife discovered a rainbow to the west, behind the sun, which, my friend, is an impossibility. A rainbow is always formed opposite the sun by the reflection of its rays.